In this week's Parsha, Parsha Shmini, we have the devastating story of the death of the sons of Aaron, Nadav and Avihu. Of course, we don't really understand what it was that they did wrong, and that's not the topic of my share for today. I want to talk about an incident that happened after their death. Their death, which acts as a warning back then and today about creating new realities, coming up with our own ideas, however positively motivated, to serve Hashem. The Kohanim, and indeed all of us, have to listen precisely to the instructions given us. And while there is certainly room for and a necessity to have creativity and passion, it has to be within the confines of what the halacha dictates. And again, whatever it was that they did wrong, Nadav and Avihu, it was something about doing something on their own, bringing something on their own, some sort of esh zara that they brought that caused their death. After their death, we have a few psukim which are very difficult for us to understand. We see that there's some sort of halachic debate between Moshe and Aaron, which Moshe seems to lose this debate and to acquiesce that Aaron is correct, but only after becoming angry at Aaron. So let's try and understand the story. Moshe tells Aaron and his two remaining sons — they're called remaining sons because he was meant to lose them all four of them, as a punishment for his part in the eagle, but Moshe had davened for them and davened for Aaron, and two remain, so that's why they're called the two remaining sons. And he said, he was talking to them about different parts of karbanos that they should be eating. He said that they should eat the mincha, and he also said that they should eat the parts of the animal which was left, and he tells them which parts to eat. However, it's very unclear which karbanos he is talking about, he is referring to. When he finds out that the chatas was burned — and he hadn't told them anything about the chatas at all — but he finds out that the chatas was burned, he gets very angry and he criticizes Elazar and Isamar. He doesn't criticize Aaron, according to Rashi, because he didn't want to insult his brother. He criticizes Elazar and Isamar, and then Aaron responds to this criticism, and he said, "Would Hashem really have wanted me to eat the chatas in this state?" Moshe hears, and Vayitav Be'enav. It's only much, much later, during the war with Midian, when we hear of another halacha that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot, and we're told that this was one of the places — it says then that Moshe Rabbeinu forgets the halacha with Midian because he was angry, and it says, the Mefarshim tell us, it's not the only time that Moshe Rabbeinu got angry and therefore forgot a halacha. Here, this parsha that I just told you about is another place that Moshe forgets the halacha because of his anger. Although there's a machlekes in Chazal over whether he got angry and therefore he forgot, or he forgot and then he got angry. But what I want to discuss is really, what was this argument about and what can we learn from it? Rashi explains that the discussion was around the question of what an oinen should not and should not do. An oinen is a person who is a mourner, whose mace has not yet been buried. And this is the state that Aaron, Nadav, and Avihu were in. They had lost their sons, their brothers, and they were in a state of aninus, which meant that they're not allowed to be doing mitzvahs. When a person is an oinen, he can't do a mitzvah. So are they meant to eat kachim? Is a person meant to eat kachim when in the state of aninus? And the answer is no. You're not supposed — an oinen is not meant to — an oinen, a kohen who's an oinen and is a state of aninus, should not be eating kachim. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, because today is Yom Hashmini, the day that the Aron is being set up, it's the day of Hakamas HaMishkan, you should eat the Karbanos today as an exception. And this was the halacha that he told them. He said, although in every other situation, a oinen is not meant to be eating Karbanos, today you're meant to eat the Karbanos. And then he investigated. It's interesting, the words that the pasuk uses for his investigation is darash darash, that he investigated. It's a double language of investigation. And interestingly, incidentally, although nothing is incidental, they are the middle words of the entire Torah. And it's a hint to us of the necessity to continuously investigate what we learn. It's not a mistake that Darash Darash are the middle words. Investigate. Constantly investigate. But when he's investigating, he discovers that the chatas had been burned. Had been burned. It hadn't been eaten. And he gets angry at them. And perhaps the anger comes from the fact that they didn't listen to what he had said. And perhaps there's even more. the words of the pasuk, Madua lay achatem es hachatas b'mkoim hakodesh. Ki kodesh kodashim hi. Why didn't you eat the chatas in this holy place? Because it's kodesh kodashim. And you were meant to eat from it. You were meant to eat the chatas to act as a kapara before them, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's interesting, Mefarshim pick up, why b'mkayim hakodesh? Meaning, the point is that they didn't eat the chatas, not that they didn't eat it in the m'kayim hakodesh, right? But it could be. And perhaps the overriding anxiety, fear, pain, and the source of the anger of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's less anger and more hurt, real pain, is that this Mishkan that's being set up today, did it work? The whole endeavor, everything that we've been working towards in order to create a kapara for the Egel, And this today is meant to be the pinnacle of it all. Today is meant to be the source of the excitement, and we lose Nadav and Avihu on this day. And then you're meant to eat this carbon, and you don't eat the carbon. Is this whole thing going to work? Is this whole Mishkan going to do what it's meant to be doing? And perhaps then we could understand the it's called anger, but more the pain of Moshe Rabbeinu. But what's really going on here? According to Rashi, the Yom HaShmini was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And on Rosh Chodesh, there's a special carbon that is brought on every Rosh Chodesh. It's a carbon chatas, but it's a routine carbon for Rosh Chodesh. And Aaron's cheshbon here, in not eating the chatas, was he told, and what he explained to Moshe was, I understand that the special karbanas that were brought for the day of the Hakamas HaMishkan are karbanas that I have to eat even though I am an Einin, because it's a one-time occasion and it's a one-time thing and I have to do it. But this karban, this chatas, is not a unique karban. It's a karban that's brought every Rosh Chodesh, and therefore would Hashem really want me to eat the karban chatas in the state of Aninus? Meaning, for this chatas, I'm a regular, it's a regular event. It happens every Rosh Chodesh, and the halacha in every Rosh Chodesh is that an oinin, a mourner, is not, a mourner whose mace has not yet been buried, is not meant to eat from this karban. Moshe hears Aaron's explanation, and he acknowledged that, yes, you're right, Aaron. I'd already learned this halacha, and I forgot. Aaron is correct. Rashi points out that some of the lessons we can learn from here, besides the disastrous effect of anger, which even a Moshe Rabbeinu can forget a halacha that he learned when he gets angry. And we know ourselves, of course, that when we are in a state of anger, we often forget very important things that we're meant to be doing, saying, thinking, feeling, or even things that we've worked so hard on, midos that we've worked so hard to attain and to acquire, and we never want to forget what our proper reaction should be, and then we forget because we're angry. And that's one. But also, his tremendous humility in acknowledging his mistake, as opposed to saying that I had never heard about it, which he could have said. He could have said, oh, you know what, that's interesting, let me go and find out if that's true, and then he could have come back. He instead, he acknowledged it, and he says, I made a mistake because I knew the halacha. And Aaron, he's the one that told me that I made a mistake. Elazar yadaz ha-halacha v'shasak, Yisamar yadaz ha-halacha v'shasak. This Elazar and Yisamar acted with tremendous humility. They didn't correct me. Aaron told me that I made a mistake and I am wrong and Aaron is right. Elazar and Yisamar deserve credit here. The tremendous, tremendous humility of Moshe Rabbeinu, which of course is an eternal lesson for us all. One more detail. Also, when reading through the parsha, or reading through the psukim, in between the death of Nadav and Avihu and this parsha with the disagreement, this halachic disagreement, there's an unusually phrased encounter where Hashem speaks to Aaron, only to Aaron. Almost every time when Hashem is speaking to Moshe and to Aaron, it's to Moshe and Aaron. He speaks to Moshe a lot alone, but very rarely does HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak only to Aaron. And what he's telling him is, well, there's an obvious connection, but what he's telling him is the halachas of not coming into the Mishkan after drinking wine, which is one of the explanations of what Nadav and Avihu did wrong, is that they came into the Mishkan after they had drunk something. But he tells Aaron, and only Aaron, don't the Kohanim have to know that they can't come into the Mishkan after drinking wine. And it ends the four pasuk encounter by saying your job as Aaron and as Kohanim is lahayreis es b'nei Yisrael es kol hachukim asher diber Hashem b'yad Moshe, to teach b'nei Yisrael all the laws that Hashem taught Moshe and that Hashem commanded through his Eved Moshe Rabbeinu. And how beautiful and how fitting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gave them their jobs as teachers. You're going to be the ones to educate. And then we see for the first time that it actually happens when Aaron does teach a halacha, and with great fanfare, purposeful fanfare, Moshe Rabbeinu qualifies and puts his approval on the teaching of Aaron, which is going to go far beyond, the implications will go far beyond this one halacha. But by putting his stamp of approval on here, he's saying, yes, Aaron, Kohanim, your job is to be the teachers of Klal Yisrael.